An introduction to the cleaning job. Introduction. Most businesses and households employ a professional cleaner. If you wish to enter this industry, you should be aware of what it entails. Different industries will require different types of cleaning and will accumulate different levels of dirt and rubbish. During the course, you will learn about the general duties needed for each work sector. Some standards are true for all sectors. One such standard in the cleaning sector is that all professional cleaning work must be done to an exemplary standard in line with your client's wishes. The topics we will cover in this module are typical working hours of a cleaner, cleaning contracts, typical working conditions, taking holidays, expected pay scale, a cleaner's working day. Typical working hours of a cleaner. Cleaning can be performed at any hour of the day or night. Cleaning work often takes place outside normal hours because cleaning can involve the sort of disruption that can interfere with the main business of a company or establishment. Office cleaners often start after 6 p.m., once most employees have gone home. Cleaners on the hospitality industry generally works during the early hours. Some large premises keep a few cleaners on during the day. Cleaners in hotels and restaurants may find themselves working at 6 a.m. before the staff arrive. Famously, cleaners on the London Underground work overnight. You must first consider whether these hours will suit you. Cleaning contracts. The hours you work will depend on your contract and on which industry you are working in. Particular industries may pay by task or hour. For instance, if employed directly by a company, you will follow a timetable or schedule, often with a named staff rota. Freelancers often clean for a few hours only, and it is only these hours you will be paid for. If specifically hired to clean floors, you can leave when the job is done satisfactorily. Domestic cleaners can offer their service per room, and times may vary. Remember that flexible hours do not mean you can turn up whenever you like or stick around when the job is done. Typical working conditions. The amount of cleaning you have to do is dependent solely on how dirty an environment is. There is no guarantee of a typical level of cleaning to be done. However, you're a cleaner, there will be dirt. You need to be able to cope with unhygienic and unsanitary conditions involving grime, grease, mold, bodily fluids, excrement. If you're squeamish, you're not cut out for this. Types of cleaning. To give you a clearer idea, here is a very general list of the types of cleaning likely to be encountered in different industries. Dirty jobs. Hospitality, restaurants, hotels, pubs, alcohol, vomit. Food manufacturing. Local authority cleaning, drains, waste disposal, etc. Healthcare, blood, body fluids, urine, fecal matter. Intermediate conditions. Window cleaning, outside and inside. Domestic cleaning, homes, rooms including toilets, can be clean or dirty. Carpet cleaning, indoors, steaming, scrubbing. Comparatively clean environments. Corporate cleaning, offices, meeting rooms. Ironing, wash clothes. Because of the nature of these jobs, you will need to be carefully trained and mentally prepared to deal with what you might see and touch. Remember, it is not your place to judge your employer, the occupier, or the owner of the premises you are cleaning. Taking holidays. Employees. Like all other employees in the UK, you are entitled to paid holiday by law, as long as you are in a contract of employment. You are entitled to take a pro rata minimum of 28 days per annum, but your employer may allow for more, if you're lucky. Your rights on bank holidays vary, however. In an office, you might be given the day off, as no one is working there and not making any mess. In a hotel, this may not be the case, as the business is likely to be busier than ever. Self-employed cleaners. If you're self-employed, taking holidays is trickier. You may have to take work when it's coming in or take into account your client's needs before making any plans. Unfortunately, much cleaning work occurs when everyone else in the country is off work, Christmas and New Year being the major example. If you can, take traditional holidays and make sure you get a couple of weeks in the summer too. Many potential employers will be on holiday at this time, too. A good tip is to avoid taking holidays at the beginning or end of school terms, as many people move house at this time, particularly in towns with colleges. Expected pay. According to some employment agencies, the median hourly wage for a cleaner in 2019 was £8.93, based on 118,209 salaries from various sources, just above the national minimum wage of £8.21. However, this figure includes self-employed and employed cleaners, and we may get a better idea by taking annual wages into consideration. Low-paid cleaners earn £16,000 per year. The average pay for a cleaner is £18,579. A good wage for a cleaner is £21,000. Rates have decreased over the last few years and continue to vary. A day in the life of a cleaner. To give you a better idea of what the work of a cleaner is like, let's look at what typical day's work might entail. Don't let the pay levels influence you too much. The job of a cleaner can be rewarding. Susan works as a cleaner in an NHS hospital. After she arrives at work, 8 a.m., clean visitors' areas, reception, and staff rooms, while chatting to her colleagues at times. 10:30 a.m., public toilet and patient bathrooms, the more dirty tasks. 10:45 a.m., coffee break. 11:30 a.m., the wards. Staff are followed around the wards, with cleaning being done to areas that doctors and nurses aren't working in. Susan will chat with the patients while she works, making her day more enjoyable. 1 p.m., lunch break, though times may vary. 2 p.m., continuing to clean more ward areas. 3:30 p.m., coffee break. 3:45 p.m., Susan is trained to take care of some emergency cleaning situations, so disinfecting after an MRSA outbreak takes up the rest of her day, under the supervision of other hospital staff. However, this also involves some overtime, to enable continuity of care. While unscheduled overtime is rare, it is sometimes necessary to complete a cleaning job beyond your expected hours, to make sure the job is properly performed. It would be inappropriate and careless, even dangerous, to leave a job incomplete. If self-employed, flexible hours work both ways. If a job is bigger than you'd planned for, finish the job anyway. Summary. In this introductory module, we learned that most cleaning takes place outside normal working hours after many staff have gone home, but can involve a level of flexibility and variety. You have to be mentally and physically prepared to clean some very dirty environments in many cases. The dirtiest jobs tend to be in hospitality, food manufacturing, and council premises, while the cleanest can often be in domestic environments and offices. You are entitled to 28 days holiday as an employee, but extra time off may vary. The current median hourly wage for a cleaner is £8.93 per hour, and the average annual wage is £18,579.